Hey friends, did you know that you can come hang out with me in real life? That's right. The Work In Podcast and Savage Grace Coaching makes its home in a boutique studio space called The Loft Yoga and Wellness in historic downtown Spring Valley, Ohio. This hidden gem of the Miami Valley is nestled in between Dayton, Columbus, and Cincinnati. As a part of my mission to bring a legacy of resilience through movement, each month you can join me for a hike on the bike trail, followed by a free trauma-informed vinyasa class back at the studio on Main Street. Go to savagegracecoaching.com to see the calendar and join my newsletter, A Yoga Life on Main Street, to stay up to date on all the latest studio news, events, and gossip. And now, on to this week's episode. Now, I'm all for ethical sales and sales pitches, but you can get there quicker by simply being honest and direct when you speak to people. We don't do ourselves any favors by dancing around what we offer, or worse, not explaining why it might solve a problem. Being clear with our language is far better, even if the language might make someone somewhere uncomfortable. So let's talk a little bit about language, specifically hot button words or triggers. You're listening to The Work In. I'm your host, Erica Thomas, a certification collector and refugee from the Body Brand Nation, sharing 25 years of experience in the fitness industry to recruit and support the next generation of fitness professionals, coaches, and wellness educators. Join me and raise the standard of professionalism in the industry by bringing trauma-sensitive training to the health conscious and health curious alike. Let's get started with today's Work In. The Work In is brought to you by Kinetic Grace Resilience. Kinetic Grace is an online program designed to teach safe self-regulation of the stress response through the body using trauma release exercise, guided body awareness, and the breath. The program includes private, personalized instruction, exclusive access to certified providers, and a fully supported trauma release experience. Kinetic Grace is available anywhere you are and is now accepting new clients. Visit savagegracecoaching.com to learn more. Hey there, and welcome back to The Work In. I'm your host, Erica Thomas. And last week, we got a chance to discuss burnout and scaling your business with Dr. Lance Knobb. And there's a term that I use in my coaching that we touch on in that episode, and I'd like to discuss it today. In Savage Grace Coaching, we offer resilience classes, workshops, and professional development for individuals, fitness professionals, and wellness providers, anyone in the fitness industry really, who want to burnout-proof themselves, their clients, and their business with a trauma-sensitive approach to wellness. And we do that through a movement-based approach that uses trauma release exercise and yoga, as well as specific trauma-informed frameworks that I like to call Kinetic Grace Integration. In last week's episode, Dr. Knobb mentioned that he really liked the phrase burnout proof. I like it too. That's why I use it. Most people have an idea of what burnout means for them, and it might be a little different for each of us. But that word proof in this context means protection from. And recently, I had a quick audit done on my website. And every once in a while, I get it in my head that because I've done so many of the things in my business myself, that somehow they're not professional or they need to be better or, you know, maybe they could use a little bit of polish. And that's just my inner perfectionist coming out. But anyway, I had this website designer take a look at my website to give me some ideas, maybe just to make sure that I was moving in the right direction there. And she had some fantastic advice, some really good suggestions about how to make it more clear and concise. And that's what I was looking for. And I really appreciated having some fresh eyes on it. But, And I say that with a capital B-U-T. She also made a comment on the phrase burnout proof. And her concern was that it was an apparently impossible and therefore unethical claim to make. So I'm still mulling this over. I suppose if you believe that everyone experiences burnout in some way, whether physically, mentally, or emotionally, and it's always inevitable, no matter what you do, then perhaps when you see something that claims that it can burnout proof your body and business, that might feel a little bit like snake oil. It might feel a little bit misleading, or even as if it was a bald-faced lie. I don't believe that's true. Burnout might feel inevitable, especially for fitness professionals, the way the industry is set up, but I don't believe that it has to be that way. I think that had I known half of what I know now 15 years ago, I would never have gotten myself to burnout. If you know how to navigate your own stress curve and have built up an arsenal of personalized skills to help release stress and tension, skills that have proven effective for you, in other words, you've done your work and figured out what works for you, and you can use those skills whenever you need them, then you can become essentially burnout proof. Just like being resilient doesn't mean that you don't ever experience stress, burnout proof doesn't imply that there won't be burnout potential times in your life. It simply means that you have the understanding and skills to insulate yourself from it in ways that work for you. The point I'm trying to make is that sometimes in our desire to make the right decisions in our business, that is sometimes rooted in our fear of making a wrong decision. It's easy to become overwhelmed by too many voices coming at us from all different directions. I'm bringing this up because I'm just coming through a rebrand that would not have been necessary had I listened to my gut in the first place. Unfortunately, my gut was the one voice I refused to listen to. I had absolutely no confidence in that gut feeling when I first started my business. So I listened to everyone else. I listened to my husband, bless his heart, my friends, podcasts, and coaches. The loudest voices that we hear are sometimes the last ones who matter. They're the folks who aren't your ideal client. They have no skin in the game. They have no idea what you do or why you do it, and usually don't know you at all. Occasionally, the opposite is also true. Loud voices can come from people who are very close to you, who are simply afraid of change, and who are trying to keep you safe. There are a lot of decisions that need to be made in any business, hence the black turtleneck. You know the story about the black turtleneck, right? Steve Jobs, the black turtleneck. One less decision to make. When you're getting started, it's really difficult to sift through all the advice out there. We all want to do the right thing, and no one wants to make a mistake, especially one that will cost you buku dinero. But listen, there is no decision that you can make that can't be changed. And that includes what you say and how you say it. There's a big movement in online business, particularly women-owned businesses, that focuses on ethical copywriting and ethical sales. I cannot tell you how many times over the last 6 months that I've heard this. It speaks directly to a specific female business owner's pain point. Many women entrepreneurs carry a lot of money mindset baggage around asking for a sale. And the number one thing they don't want in their business is to be that sleazy salesperson. There are a lot of ethical sales and copywriting coaches running courses right now advising people to not push on pain points in their sales copy. Because for some reason, it's no longer ethical to make people feel bad about not buying our thing or pointing out the problem that it solves or mentioning why they might need it. These coaches, by the way, are making a lot of money preaching directly to this pain point. Now, I'm all for ethical sales and sales pitches, but you can get there quicker by simply being honest and direct when you speak to people. We don't do ourselves any favors by dancing around what we offer, or worse, not explaining why it might solve a problem. Being clear with our language is far better, even if the language might make someone somewhere uncomfortable. So let's talk a little bit about language, specifically hot button words or triggers. As a yoga instructor, throughout my training for trauma-informed classes, I spent a lot of time restructuring my language to remove most of the negative phrasing and any words that might bring attention to or trigger fear or anxiety. So here are some of the words that we try to remove. Don't, stop, no, quit, can't, and others. Why do we avoid those words? Because when you hear them, even in the context of an overall positive sentence, the subconscious only connects to the negative. We are already wired to the negative. Negative reactions for our primitive brain tend to protect us and keep us safe. There's absolutely nothing wrong with framing our speech in positive ways, as long as it's clear and our people, those people who we're trying to communicate with, understand what it is that we mean and that what we're trying to tell them. There are some other words that trauma-informed instructors are encouraged to avoid. Words like pain, danger, dangerous, fear, afraid, hurt, injury. We replace them with words like challenge or resistance. There's nothing wrong with this either. Again, as long as we are being understood. But it's also very important to understand that there is nothing wrong with calling something what it is either. It's important, maybe the most important thing, to acknowledge pain as pain, fear as fear, injury as injury. It's okay to name those things and look at them with clear eyes. After all, what is the point of calling pain a challenge if the person who's listening to your speech doesn't understand the word challenge as pain? In the world of trauma-informed training and care, this is actually a critical piece to building resilience. The brain makes meaning and story around our experiences, emotions, and physical responses. And those stories are designed to give you a pattern of response so that you can stay safe anytime those same sensations come up again. Just like pain, the stress response from trauma, while always protective, is not always accurate for the current moment because it's always based on the past. Knowing this as an instructor, We need to be aware that it is impossible to protect our students from any and every negative feeling that might arise from a physical posture or from the language that we use in class. Same goes for the words that you use on your website or on your sales copy. And frankly, our responsibility for how others receive our message can only extend so far. It's impossible, first of all, to guess everyone's triggers and remove them. And second, that's not the point of trauma-informed resilience training. Instructors that try to do that are kind of like a helicopter parent. They end up standing in the way of their students' and clients' self-efficacy. So let's clarify some common misconceptions about some of these labels. Trauma-informed, trauma-sensitive, as an instructor or a human, doesn't mean that you will never trigger someone or be triggered. Nor does it mean that when people work with you, they won't feel stress, tension, anxiety, or any number of other difficult mental, physical, or emotional responses. It means that you will be with a guide who can help you practice using skills and tools to retrain and eventually replace patterned responses so that when you do feel those things, you know that you can handle it. I'd like to say that everyone who uses the label of trauma-informed or trauma-sensitive to describe what they do is qualified and has a certain level of experience, but instructors are human too. We are talking a little bit about ethics here, and I hate to say it, but not everyone is as honest as they could be. As a part of setting healthy boundaries for ourselves, we each also need to take responsibility for vetting the people we work with. Pain care, pain management in movement, wellness, or healthcare. This phrase, pain care and pain management, is a good way to illustrate my overall point. Because the goal with pain care and pain management isn't the complete absence of pain, even though we may want that very badly. Healthy does not equal pain-free, nor does pain-free equal healthy. Pain, just like trauma, is part of the human condition. It's part of the human experience. It's not just physical. Pain can be mental and emotional as well. And each of those three can affect the others. It's like living in a really small apartment with two other roommates. No matter what, you won't be able to keep your stuff separate. Physical, mental, and emotional selves can influence each other in positive and in negative ways. So when you see the words pain care or pain management, you know that you'll be learning how to use those three selves to influence pain levels and give you more self-efficacy and confidence living in your body. Burnout proof. Personally or professionally, burnout means something different for everyone. When I was in burnout physically, no one looking from the outside would have noticed. And when I was there professionally, it just looked like a lot of job searches where I didn't have to wear yoga pants. When someone says, quote unquote, proof, does that mean complete protection? Or does it mean that that thing, whatever it is, won't happen? Bulletproof doesn't mean you won't get shot at. It doesn't mean you won't be injured when you think about it. It's simply a layer of protection. And that is the same with the phrase burnout proof. Unlike a bulletproof vest, you can burnout-proof yourself and your business with awareness, boundaries, and connection practices and processes so you either A, don't get to the point of burnout, or B, recognize it early so that you can take steps to recover in real time. Resilience. Being resilient doesn't mean you never feel stress, tension, trauma, or anything else that might be overwhelming. It does mean that you have the skills and tools and confidence to grow out of and through those states. Because let's face it, bad shit happens to everyone. None of us will get out of this life without some bumps and bruises, scrapes and scars. Those things are what make us human. They make us who we are and, frankly, more interesting individuals. They shape us and give us something valuable to add to this world. But it's up to each of us, as individuals, to decide what we want to keep as the most interesting thing about us. Do words matter? Yes, definitely. They can be powerful. Is it important to gather information from respected people in your field? Yes, definitely. Is there such a thing as a best practice? Yes, absolutely. But best practice doesn't mean it's the only practice. There comes a point where you have to stop listening to all those experts and start doing. Stop collecting advice from others and start listening to your gut. Will you make mistakes? Most likely. You'll learn too, faster than any six-month course that's trying to coach you into some kind of woke mold that looks just like everyone else. It's scary, I know. We all want validation that we're doing whatever it is that we're doing right, when really we just need to learn how to do it scared. Speak clearly, say what you mean, be honest about who you are and what you offer and your intentions. Ruffle a few feathers along the way. It's okay. It's okay to stand for something, to have a different perspective, to try out different ideas, and to change your mind. And if you need a little reminder, talking about what you sell and the problem it solves isn't tricking anyone into doing anything they don't want to do. You've got this, so go change the world, starting with yours. Thanks so much for joining me today on The Work In. I'm so grateful for each and every one of you. I'd like to invite you over to my website, savagegracecoaching.com, to check out my free guide to holding space. Holding space is just a fancy way to say co-regulation, which is something we do all the time with other people without even realizing it. This is a pivotal part of my Kinetic Grace Integration Trauma-Sensitive Framework for instructors, and it's totally free. So check out savagegracecoaching.com and click the banner at the top of the page or the pop-up, and it's all yours. Feel free to browse around through any of the other free resources available there. And when you're ready, let's connect. You can find me on social, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn, or reach out and schedule a free consult to explore how we can work together. Thanks again, everyone. See you next time on The Work In.